Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I'm very excited about today's show. Of course, I'm excited about every show, but today we're talking all about fashion. And for me, our topic falls under really career. I like to be fashionable, but you know, professional. My guest is a personal stylist. She customizes her clients' wardrobes to ensure that they actually, you know, what they have actually fits their own personal style as well as their lifestyle. She is a wardrobe consultant, a fashion expert, and a personal shopper. She has over 15 years experience in the fashion industry, and she styles for TV people as well as hosts her own camera fashion segments. She's been the founder and CEO of Trust in Trisha since 2008. Trisha Cromwell, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm like blushing after that intro. Oh my goodness.
You're blushing, but your hair is purple and your cheeks are pink. Yes, so there
I
go.
I like to stay colorful, you know. Yeah. But thank you. Thank you for having me. I really am honored and I am so excited.
Oh, good. Well, I'm really excited to have you on. As I said, I love fashion. I feel like I told you on the phone that I love, you know, Carrie Bradshaw. And
oh, who doesn't?
Oh my God.
Icon.
I know. And I'm using her in her, you know, not her real name, Sarah Jessica Parker, poor thing.
I think she's used to that. I think people literally use the two names synonymously, and if I was her, I'd be okay with it.
I know. And I always ask my husband, I'm like, oh my God, am I pulling off the Sex and the City? Am I giving you the Carrie Bradshaw look right now? So I always use her as a reference, and he loves it. But I want to talk about the fact that you were a sales coordinator for Ralph Lauren since October 2004, but you just told me that you're still there.
Yes, I'm still there. So actually just celebrated 10 years, which is amazing and kind of crazy how time flies.
I know. So what location? Where are you at?
So I'm actually the only representative in New England, and entire New England is my territory.
Really?
Basically, my responsibilities are that I visit the local department stores, and I go in sort of as the eyes and ears for corporate in New York, and I just make sure that we are merchandised according to the planograms, or our strategies are being carried out, our real estate is in number one locations, and do a lot of customer demographic analysis, selling analysis, just to make sure that the store has the product that they need.
Okay, so this is really intricate.
It is.
I kind of, when you said Ralph Lauren, I just pictured that you were a stylist and you would go to different locations and help people.
I wish. No, not yet. Nope. And I'm not Jennifer Aniston in Friends either, like people always say, because she worked for Ralph Lauren. But no, I'm literally sort of like their eyes and ears in the field. They have a pretty extensive coordinator program, and it's almost like running your own mini business. And I think that actually has helped me evolve today into owning my own business at the same time, because you are responsible for your own schedule. You are responsible for your stores and their business. If a store is not performing, you're responsible to go figure out why.
Oh, so the numbers, you're responsible for the numbers.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. For the product assortment, for reflow, for everything.
So, but this is sort of a part-time thing for you now because you have your own business?
Yeah.
You're trying to split your time.
I am.
Is right. Wow. All right. So I know you said that you were a guest on a show called Style It Up.
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about that. You went on to be a stylist for that show after being a guest.
I did, yes, which was amazing. So I met the producer of Style It Up, Althea Blackford, and I just fell in love with her show because she does so much to highlight local fashion, and I think that's something Boston is lacking a little bit of. And she really focuses on emerging designers, college students that are breaking into the field. And I went on as a guest just to do some spring trends, I think it was, and some day-to-night looks, how to easily switch up your look from the office, you know, to go out and meet friends. And we just had such a great relationship that I ended up becoming the stylist for the show. And I would dress Althea for her appearances, and then also I dressed the host for the show. for every taping and every segment.
Great.
Yes, it's exciting. I actually still work really closely with them, and I think styling for TV is so different.
Mm.
And there are just so
Why?
Many things to be aware of.
Why? Solid colors.
The way that patterns can make you look dizzy on screen, or the way that some colors or materials are see-through once the lights are on, and you don't realize that when you're in the store in your home. And
oh, that's bad.
Yes, it's just the things, just the certain cuts or the materials. I mean, even the way that when you sit down, things look, as opposed to when you stand up, if you're sitting and hosting, if you have to move, what is the backside of you look like?
Yes.
If you're having to rotate or you're getting a profile, mm-hmm. if you're in action or if you're still. So it's pretty
intricate.
If you forget
to zip up your dress.
That's kind of where I was going with that. Yep.
I actually did an interview and didn't realize I didn't zip up the back of my dress. Now, luckily, you just see like a little flap and it's no big deal. But tell me what you're doing with Comcast.
So what I'm doing with Comcast is just so fun. So I guess a few years ago, Comcast On Demand had a segment called Cheap Chic. And it was, as the name sounds, a fashion segment, kind of looking your best on a budget.
Yeah.
They wanted to revive the segment. And so the woman who works for Comcast had seen my episodes that I did for Style It Up on my website and on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And so she contacted me and said, you know, we want to revive this segment, but we need a host. And I saw what you've done. I would love to have you. Are you interested? Heck yes, I'm interested. And I literally have creative freedom with the segment, as in,
wow.
like, I decide the topic, the location, the model, you know, who else we want to pull in, what the looks will be. Everything.
Now, where can people see the episodes? Are they on?
They are
just
on
your
demand.
Web? Oh,
nope.
So
they actually go up on Comcast On Demand, okay. and it's a New England thing. So lucky us. So if you go onto the demand menu under Get Local and Entertainment, you'll see the segments. Once they run their course on demand, which
online.
Is No, on Comcast cable, through your cable
box.
I'm
not a big TV. Yeah.
You know? Okay.
on demand. Hello.
It's
ringing a bell now.
Yes.
Okay.
On your remote, click On Demand. You get into the menu and you can go into it.
My kids know all about this.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. You could ask them any of this. They'll pull it right up. But then once it runs its course on demand, they then give me the video and I upload it onto my website and onto YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So you're able to see it in all of those places.
Now, I'm surprised, I'm not surprised, but have you ever thought about being a designer?
No.
This
is like one of my little embarrassing tidbits. If I have a button fall off of a garment, I bring it to the seamstress.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
My grandmother would be so mad at me. I know.
You know, I want to hear about your grandmother. Tell me about your grandmother and how you sort of known that this is always what you've wanted to do.
Because my grandmother is amazing and hilarious. And she sews a lot. She makes amazing quilts and... When I was younger, she used to, she taught me how to make scrunchies. She makes purses.
Scrunchies.
Yeah, scrunchies. I didn't really pick up on all of that skill.
Mm.
But one thing that's really funny is that if she doesn't want to do something, yeah, she just doesn't and just won't. So shopping is one of those things where she's just not into it. And when I was younger, like 8 or 10, and she needed an outfit, say we had, you know, a family party or somewhere she had to go. She's in all these, you know, quilting groups and all those fun things. If she needed an outfit, she would actually let me pick it out for her. Like we would drive up the street to Kmart of all places.
And you were thrilled.
Yes. And she would bring a book, sit outside on a bench, like not even come in the store, sit outside and say, okay, go ahead. And I just had the run. I would pick accessories and everything, go outside and say, I found it. She would not even try it on. And just, she had me bring it to the register and she just bought it.
She felt confident
she
with
did.
You.
She did. And mm-hmm. and it was just insane for me to be that age. And to me, I was always into fashion. So that's so important. And my mom really instilled in me to, you know, your appearance and don't get your food on your clothes and all those things. So to me, it was a huge deal. To her, she didn't even want to deal with it. And it was even better that I did it.
Mm.
But the fact that she didn't check prices, she didn't try anything on. She really bought it, went home, put it on and wore it.
Was happy.
Yeah, it just really instilled, I think, this confidence and faith in me that looking back now is so rewarding.
And yes. Like, well, it built your confidence.
Oh, it totally did.
Mm-hmm. For you to be able to branch out on your own.
Yes.
So when did you decide? We're going to have to go to a break, but maybe we should talk about this when we come back. We want to talk about when you decided to branch out on your own, even though you're still with Ralph Lauren.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to be right back with Tricia Cromwell with iTrustInTricia.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Women today invest in their hair on a regular basis, visiting their hairstylist every 6 to 8 weeks faithfully. Are you ready to put the same effort into your personal wardrobe? Are you ready to look your best and have someone help you in an affordable way? I'm Tricia, and I'm a very attainable personal stylist. You don't need to be a celebrity to have a great closet full of fashion and style. My goal is to help you look and, most importantly, feel your very best. Put your trust in me. Visit my website today at iTrustInTricia.com.
Hi, I'm Momak Charapu, money mastery coach for women in business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charapucoaching.com today. That's CHAREPOO coaching.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And, you know, what I really want to know is, you know, obviously at a certain point in 2008, you decided to branch out and have your own entrepreneurial business. Did you really have any doubts about that? And what prompted you to do it?
Well, I think it's always kind of been in me. I'm a little bit of a rebel and I sort of prefer to make my own rules. And I found that in almost any position that I was in a management role, or I was in a situation where I was in charge of my schedule, or I was in charge of major decisions. I've worked as an assistant buyer for a specialty store. I've worked in merchandising. And I think it's kind of always been in me, and I always knew that I would prefer to answer to only myself because I kind of operated that way.
It's a good thing.
Since I was a kid, yeah.
It's a good thing.
Independent, we'll call it. But I also have always been a hard worker. Like, I literally had 2 or 3 jobs at a time for as long as I can remember. When I was in college, I had 3 part-time jobs. And it was out of necessity, obviously. But also, I just am that driven. And there just came a time where I said, I'm getting older. I want this to be about me. I want to build a legacy. I want to put this many hours and this much effort into something that's truly my own vision.
And I love that you just used the word driven, because I just came from a meeting this morning. And, well, actually, we're taping the show today, but it was all about driven women.
Oh, nice.
And we are driven.
Oh,
we are
scary sometimes.
We are so focused sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you're very focused on what you want to do.
Yes.
And what you want to accomplish.
Yes, absolutely.
And why else are you so passionate about fashion?
That is such a good question. Really, like, that makes me think. What I come up with is, for me personally, I think of getting dressed as almost like Halloween. Not to that extreme, but you can be whatever you want. So if you
my
feel
my closet
like,
is costumes.
Yeah, okay,
I'm like, oh my God, my people will say, what are you going to be for? My whole closet is costumes. I can do whatever I want.
That's what it is. It's like if you wake up one day and you're feeling preppy, then you throw on an Oxford with a sweater over it and penny loafers.
Yeah.
And the next day you're feeling edgy, so you wear a spiked bracelet or a studded leather jacket. Like, it's just fun. It's just such a way to have fun and express yourself, like Rachel Zoe is a famous stylist.
Yes.
Said. Style is your way to express yourself without actually having to speak. And that is the truth.
Mm.
So I almost like that you could put on a persona and kind of go as extreme or as subtle as you're comfortable with. But it's fun. I mean, I think it's like the grown-up woman's version of little girls playing dress-up. I don't think we ever grow out of that.
That's right. And you know what? What I love that you said is that confidence and fashion go hand in hand.
Oh, do they?
Now, your grandmother gave you that confidence by trusting you.
Absolutely.
Is that where I Trust in Tricia came from? Because it's iTrustInTricia.com. Is that where that came from?
It is sort of. I think it's important to trust yourself and to trust your decisions and know yourself and just be confident. It really isn't. To say fashion and confidence, I almost prefer style and confidence go hand in hand. Mm. Because fashion is something that you can walk into the store and purchase, but style is what you do with it. And that's like your stamp on it. Right. So it's so cliche to say confidence is your best accessory, but there's a reason that that is still around and still reigns true, because it is true. When you feel good, you walk taller, your shoulders are straight, you glow, and that just completely shows through in your entire character. So when I'm working with people, yes, it is material clothing, but that's really not what the basis of it is. It is about feeling good and knowing you feel good.
For your own body type.
Absolutely. Just comfortable in your own skin with whatever your lifestyle is. If there's, you know, a soccer mom who is just running around driving kids to meetings and play dates and sports, that doesn't mean she has to wear yoga pants.
That's
not the soccer mom. And it doesn't mean that she has to wear the newest 6-inch heel cutout booties, because that's what was on the runway.
Exactly.
It means that we need to find her an easy to throw on, versatile, comfortable, put together outfit, so that when she is dropping off at a play date, she can have a confident conversation with fellow parents. When she is at the market, if she runs into a coworker or a potential client, she's put together, but she didn't put too much thought into it. It works for her specifically.
And I love, you know, this, I hosted a fashion show a couple of weeks ago.
Fun.
And I know. And I thought of you a lot. I think that's why I was poking around your website.
Oh, good.
It's all coming out. The confession's all coming out now. Anyway, I really talked about how, you know, when you look good on the outside, you feel good on the inside.
Yes.
And when you feel good on the inside, you look good on the outside. And I really think that it's not either or. I think it's inside and outside.
Oh, completely.
And when you do the combination of the two, you really have such a presence.
Oh my God, you're unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about your style swap.
Okay, my style swap are these amazing events that I started putting on in 2011, basically to get women together to swap clothing that they don't wear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like if you've seen What Not to Wear, they always have the trash can and they throw all the clothing in that they're making someone.
You know, they're not really throwing that away.
No, right.
Yeah.
It's so when I work with a client, we do something similar. Not, you know, it's not for ratings, so I'm not as harsh and don't make fun of people, which some people are afraid of. And no, I don't do that. But we do end up coming up with a pile that you just may not need anymore, whether it's because of a career switch or whatever. But these are perfectly fine garments. So I would recommend consigning, or I would recommend donating, which is great to drop off at the Salvation Army or something.
But or even to friends or family.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing that was missing, was that connection of knowing who you were helping and who you were donating to. And when I started to realize that I had clients that didn't know each other, but if they did, they would probably share each other's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt obligated to bring everyone together and say, hey, bring all of your clothing that's gently worn and still in great condition. I set up like a pop-up boutique. I don't want it to be, you know, Filene's Run of the Bride. I don't want it to be flea market, digging, messy. Like, I put everything on wooden hangers. I have mannequin displays. We hang merchandise. I have a whole team. And then let everybody come back in and kind of shop.
Yeah.
So it's a great way for your budget to update. And it's also amazing and so rewarding when you're actually in the swap boutique and you see someone going crazy over something you put in there. Because you're getting rid of it, but it makes you feel so good because it confirms you made a great purchase and you looked great every time you wore it. And now you know it has a good home.
I know, but now are you, oh no, I want to have that back. She likes it. I mean, right.
You know, that might happen because a lot of times my mother and I share clothes and I'll give her things and she'll show up wearing it and I'm like, darn it.
Yeah.
Did I give that to you?
But I am 46 years old and my mother still gives me clothes.
Awesome,
she came
isn't it?
Over. I told you about this with a bucket of stuff. I went through it. I took 10-15 pieces that I loved.
Yeah.
There's actually a dress that some of the stitching is coming unraveling and coming undone because it's one of those, it's pleated or something. There's all these pleats going down, but I'm going to have it fixed because I'm looking at this dress and I looked at her and I said, it's beautiful.
And it's so great. You went and picked it yourself.
And the look on my face lit her up.
Yes.
She was so excited to see. She's like, that's the look I wanted. Yeah. That is what exactly what I came here for, that exact look. And so I'm actually going to have it fixed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That
so
is,
I do
love that story.
I do bring some things to get tailored if I can't do it myself. But I can do a few things with sewing machine.
I know.
Okay. Now, what do you want to talk about with Project Hope before we go to commercial? I want to make sure that we talk about this because you're very passionate about being, you know, helping and not helping, but assisting and really having that little piece of charitable work.
I am. I incorporated a charity into the clothing swaps because I felt like, I feel like once you get to a certain point where you are even semi-influential or you have a following or you're able to gather people and come out for a great time, you're almost obligated to raise awareness. And the clothing that's left over that's not taken out of the swap boutique, I actually donate. And I was using, you know, Rosie's Place, Penelope's Place, Salvation Army, and then I linked up with Project Hope, and they actually help women and families move up and out of poverty. Okay. So they've got job placement, GED classes and training, and these women need clothing that they can't afford or don't have the resources for job interviews and career placement. And It's
such a good
thing.
It
hits home because many of the programs that they offer are things that I benefited from as a child. So I haven't been and am still not able to financially contribute to a charity. But if I can raise awareness and if I have any level of, you know, a voice that people will listen to.
Exactly.
I really feel like it's my duty to make sure that everyone knows that above all, that is why we're here and this is what's going on and we can do something to help.
Okay, well, we're going to go to another quick break. We're going to be right back with Tricia Cromwell with iTrustInTricia.com. Make sure you put that I in there. I do want to mention that my show today is also sponsored by Carolyn Jenkins with MyLifeDances.com. She is a health coach and utilizes doTERRA essential oils to help her clients become healthier in an all-natural way. I've been using the oils, and I absolutely love them. We're all sniffing oils all the time in my house. So I hope you'll stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Essential oils can dance away your ailments and they smell fantastic. Hi, I'm Carolyn Jenkins with MyLifeDances.com. doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils are a simple, safe, and natural way to boost the immune system, fight disease, and relieve pain. At My Life Dances, I can help you achieve maximum wellness using doTERRA essential oils. My Life Dances. Isn't it time to dance your ailments away? I can help you do just that with essential oils that are safe, non-toxic, have no side effects, and are less expensive than traditional medicines. Essential oils are effective and economical. They can stimulate the immune system and kill bacteria and viruses. Just as important, they soothe the mind and the soul. At My Life Dances, we have all the tools you need for your body to heal itself. Visit MyLifeDances.com today.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Hi, this is Meredith Gordon from WineFlowersGlass.com. And when I'm painting in my studio, I love to listen to Powerful Women Revealed every Sunday at 12:15 on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Tricia Cromwell with iTrustInTricia.com. And, you know, we were talking about the style swap and the charitable part of it. Let's go back to what you actually do for your clients. When you come in, I know you give a three-hour, not a three-hour tour. I don't know why
you said I like that.
a 3-hour demonstration where they're not even in the room with you.
They do actually leave the room at times. So, and that was actually a great tip that I read in a book, about being a wardrobe stylist and something that really has helped me. So I'm really happy that I read that tip because
you can do it faster. You can get through there faster.
You have an emotional attachment to your clothing. So what happens is I'll sit down with my clients and we'll talk about, you know, why do you get dressed every day? What do you want your style and your image to say about you? What is your lifestyle? I truly want to understand and kind of put myself in your shoes. So when I go into your closet, I want to be biased. I want to just look from a fashion standpoint and from understanding, you know, our direction and our working goal together. And if you're in the background and I pull something out that I'm not crazy about and you're, my daughter gave me that. Yeah. I had that since college. Yeah. Those are my favorite pants. Then I'm like, okay, I better use these. And, and what if I didn't want to for whatever reason, you know? Mm-hmm. Another reason is I don't want to hear the negative either because so I'll go in your closet.
Which is the excuses, really.
Well, yes.
The excuses of why you don't want to get rid of it.
Yes.
And, yeah. And many I purge times, all the time. I purge all the time.
Which is great.
Probably and like once times, a quarter.
That's good. And even if, and I'm not even a big advocate for just tossing things. I am, if you want to keep, you know, your college sweatshirt or your old concert t-shirt, or that's absolutely fine. In a drawer, under the bed, on a top shelf. But to have things front and center in your closet that are distracting you,
yes,
that's a no-no. Mm-hmm. That's a no-no. So I'm not even an advocate for get rid of. I'm an advocate for these are the pieces that fit you great, that work for this season, especially the weather in New England. This is what we're putting front and center, and this is what I want us to focus on.
Yeah, and when I purge, I'm not tossing in the trash.
Right.
I'm given to, you know, Goodwill, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, maybe my own, you know, family or friends. But so the 3 hours that you're in there, do you color coordinate their closet or no?
No.
Okay. That this is something you want them to do on their own?
I don't want anyone to do it. I know.
Me.
It is my pet peeve.
Oh, I can't believe you're saying this. I can't.
I know.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you're saying this right. We didn't even talk about this previous to the show. We should have. I'm a little bit shocked because I have all my whites together and you didn't share this with me.
I know. I was saving it for today.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is why color coding and you do it correctly because you explained it to me and that's why I didn't say anything.
Oh,
but color coding is not number one, is not the end all be all only way to organize. And I think people get caught up in that. I have no idea where that myth came from.
Oh.
To me, it's super frustrating because I don't say, I feel like wearing red today. I'll go to the red section. What I say is,
see, I do that.
This is what I have to do today, or this is what the weather is today.
Oh.
So this is what I would like to pair.
Mm.
I am an advocate for organizing things in classification, which I know you do. So put your tank tops together, put your cardigans together, put your skirts together. If within that you color coordinate
everything. I think
everything,
that's what I do.
Yes, and that's what you told me to do.
Yeah.
If within
I
that,
have all
by
my,
all means.
I have all my dresses.
Mm-hmm.
I call them power dresses.
I love it.
I have all my power dresses
together.
You're
wearing one now.
I'm wearing, this is from my mom. She brought it to my house. Brought it to
When's
my house.
When's your mom coming to my house?
It's actually a size too big, but I feel like I look skinnier.
No, it looks great on you.
So maybe it isn't a size too big. I don't know. But no, I have the power dresses. I have the scarves in one area. There's more things I'd like to do to my closet. It's a walk-in, but it's kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't color coordinate, and you don't suggest that as the first thing to do.
No.
You really come in, and you pair the outfits.
I pair the outfits, and then what happens next is up to the client. So I'll pair your outfits together. I'll put at least 20 new outfits together in creative ways you've never thought of. And you feel like you have brand new pieces because you haven't worn these things together.
And no, has anyone ever said, oh, I've already done that.
Yes.
Or does everybody usually say, oh, my God, I never thought about putting those two together. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah. There'll usually be one or two things where they say, yep, I've done that. And then I'll throw in a different shoe or a pop of color necklace. And they're like, okay. So it's teamwork, you know, we're working together.
Yeah.
But at the point where you've got, you know, these new outfits and we know everything fits you right, the next step could either be that we end there and we could leave everything hanging in your closet as is so that you remember, or we can reorganize and put it by classification and I leave you sort of a list and shopping recommendations.
And a little photo
book. Yes. Or the next thing is the lookbook. And that's when I literally take these looks and some more, lay them out, I mean, complete with the accessories, the belt, the purse, the shoes, take pictures, and then put them in a book for my clients. So it's like your own personal, like, issue of Vogue.
It's kind of cute.
It's so good.
It really is cute.
Oh my, it is so good for saving time, because you can thumb through your book instead of trying to, you know, dig things out of drawers.
Especially for the person who's not as creative.
Yes.
Or can't think, like, outside of that box.
Well, that is what the most common thing that I hear from women is that they go shopping, they walk in the store, they're overwhelmed, they buy some pieces, it could have been impulsively, but they appealed to them at the time, they liked them, or they bought a complete outfit that's on the mannequin because it was there, it goes, boom, that's, I'm done.
Yeah.
But then they get home after feeling so excited about these new purchases, and then they're like, wait, what? What was I going to do with these? And it's that disconnect of being able to mix the old and the new so everything looks fresh. And that's where I come in.
Now, can I ask you this?
Yes.
What do people require more from you, or request more? Do they request the wardrobe consulting, your basically fashion expert advice, or your personal shopping services?
It's definitely the closet analysis, and I think for two reasons. One is because, you know, everyone wants to work with what they have. And two, because that's what I recommend. And I think I steer people in that direction. I am a personal shopper. I do personal shopping. However, there is a disconnect between a personal shopper and a wardrobe consultant, where I want to know what you already have, what the occasion is that you're dressing for, what your lifestyle is. I don't just want to blindly go to a store to buy you something and you already have it. Or it doesn't fit, or that neckline is inappropriate for the occasion, or anything. I mean, if a woman, I need a dress for a gala, I could get you a great, fabulous new outfit and come to find out your husband is 3 inches shorter than you, so you can't wear high heels. Do you know, like, I really want to get in and understand so that I can make educated choices for you. And I think just being the personal shopper aspect, where you call and I hit the mall for you and then show up at your house with a bunch of things, could waste time.
Yeah. Unless later on down the road, after you've
gotten the road, it evolves into that. Absolutely.
After you've gotten to know the
person. But the first step for me is understanding you, your lifestyle, and what you already have. And I think everything builds off of that.
Yeah. And the great thing, we're going to have to go to commercial break, but I just want to say that the great thing is when you come in and you organize their clothes and put the outfits together, they haven't even gone shopping yet.
Exactly.
And they already have 20 outfits or whatever you put together.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we're going to be right back with Tricia Cromwell with itrustintricia.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with everythingyouwishfor.com. Powerful Women Revealed help me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And I have two questions for you right now that I want to dive into. I want to focus and mention and really express that this is not just for celebrities.
Yes.
Having a,
you're like, thank you.
You're relieved over there. And it really is attainable and affordable to the modern woman.
Yes.
Okay.
And I often tell people, if you go in your closet and add up the dollar amount of items that you have hanging in your closet that still have tags on them that you never wore, that pretty much could usually pay for my first visit with you. It's an investment, no doubt, but it's an investment that pays off every day, and I set you up for literally an entire season.
Yeah, or longer.
Yes.
And how far do you travel? Where are you located?
Wherever my clients need me. I'm pretty much New England. I have clients from Maine to Connecticut at this point. Wow. I do have some in southern Florida. So if it is a plane ride, you know, if they're willing to send me down there, I'm going. And I also do virtual styling via Skype or email and calls for people that aren't local as well.
Well, you can do virtual sort of counseling.
Yes.
What do you call it? It's not counseling.
Virtual guidance. Styling.
Styling.
Yeah.
But you can't go into their closet.
Nope.
If it's virtual.
No, in those cases, they'll pretty much put things on and say, okay, does this work together? Does this look
great.
Good?
Okay.
And then I say, well, do you have a skinny belt? Yes, that's perfect. Do you have this
there
shoe?
There you go.
And
okay.
It evolves, which is Skype is amazing for
and
that.
Do you have family down in Florida?
I actually do. As of recently, I do. Yep.
Oh, okay. Now, where do you find inspiration when you are looking to add something new?
Everywhere. And I am a TV junkie. That's like number two shameless thing I'm admitting. You're getting too much out of me, so I'm happy this is almost
You're
over.
You're an on-demand junkie?
I am. But I really do pull a lot from, I love me some TV and some movies, but I also pay so much attention to what the stylist did and why they chose that person to wear that and how they want us to feel a certain way about that person's character. So that's why they dress them that way. And I pull a lot of inspiration from that.
I don't think I'm going to be able to watch TV in a different... I'm going to be thinking about style
Oh my goodness, I do it on commercials, Target commercials. They're like infamous for making sure someone, at least one person is wearing red.
Oh,
it's just crazy when you start to pay attention to the marketing behind it.
Oh, I love that, though.
Right?
Yeah. Now, where do you usually do shop for your clients? You mentioned a few stores to me the other day.
Anywhere and everywhere. And again, I think there's a stigma that I am only shopping with black cards at Neiman Marcus. And that is not the case. And I'm not only dressing people for red carpets. I literally work with the everyday average man and woman, and that's where we shop.
Children.
Yes. Yep. So I've shopped at Kohl's and I've shopped at Target as well as
Kmart.
Nordstrom's. And,
Kmart yeah, years ago with your grandmother.
Kmart has ceased. So let me just put that out there. But it was very helpful back then. but I mean, department stores, I think I work with a lot of professional women. So the Ann Taylors and Banana Republics are really common.
Okay. And what do you have like sort of a styling rule for eliminating? Maybe not purging is the right word, but maybe eliminating or passing on items.
Yes. If something is ripped, stained, or torn, get rid of it. It doesn't matter how much you spent on it. It doesn't matter that you only wore it once. It's unfortunate and it has to go.
How about if it doesn't fit?
Yes. Fit is number two.
I have a white blouse that's got a wrap around bow thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't quite fit anymore, but I want to save it. I've got a couple, I'm talking like less than 20 pieces in my closet that are too small for me, but I just feel like I'm going to be able to fit
but
into it someday.
But that's fine. No, I actually think if you have goal items, that's perfect. Mm. Again, put them away.
Has to be a goal, though.
Put them away and do not let it distract you from the fact that no matter what your size or what you aspire to be, you have to dress for your best self every day
I was going to put those pants right in front and center. I was going to
hang them on the fridge.
I was going to hang them on the back of the closet door so that that's size 10. I got to get into that size 10.
That's good. As long as you have some other sizes that you feel just as good in.
Yes.
Ready and available for you to wear, then that's all right.
I do. And now, if you could change anything about the mindset of what people think when they walk into their closet, or maybe if they're on the fence about, you know, outsourcing and having someone come in and help.
Well, I think changing the mindset is the toughest thing, and that's sort of what I set out to do, which puts a lot of obstacles in my way, but I'm always up for a challenge. I want women to take time out of their busy, hectic, everyday lives and all of the hats that we wear to take time for themselves. And that's sort of contradictory because, I mean, I've had people say, I'm going to hire you. And it's not till a year later because women put themselves last on the list. There's career, family, and kids.
Okay,
and
now what about hair? We get our hair done every six weeks.
Yes. And in especially traditional New England, it is commonplace to hire an interior decorator. Or a hairstylist or a personal trainer at the gym. It's not as commonplace to hire a wardrobe stylist, but I feel like it should be because it really is attainable, affordable, and for every day. You have to get dressed and present yourself to the world every day. Why not feel good about it?
I have to say, I love the before and afters on your website.
Thank you.
And all the videos. There's so much to look at your website. I could just sit there for hours just watching and learning. But one of my favorite before and afters is an older woman who had on these tapered to the ankle.
That's
pants.
My grandmother.
That's your grandmother with the white blouse with the floral thing on the. And then you put her in this amazing outfit. She lost 10 pounds right there.
Let me tell you, she hadn't bought jeans in 14 years. Wow. She told me what her size was, which was way off, two sizes bigger than she really was. I went to Kohl's. I brought her because she hates shopping. So now that I can drive myself, I really have to go by myself.
Yeah.
So I went to Kohl's. That's within her means.
Yeah.
And I bought, I think it was about 12 or 13 pairs of jeans, brought them back to the house. She tried them on. Nine of them fit. And she could have literally kept, but she kept three pairs. And that was a few years ago. And she still rocks them. And she says every time she does, she gets a compliment.
And the other one that I love is this gal on your website that's wearing this cute little dress. And then she's got leggings underneath with a pair of red flats or red pointy flats or something.
Yes.
And then your after picture, you didn't really change the dress.
Right.
Which I loved because you're all about keeping the things that you like.
I appreciate that.
And you took away the leggings.
Mm-hmm.
You threw on some jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave her a beautiful pair of shoes.
Yep.
And I'm like, and I had to go back and forth to that picture to look at it.
I'd love to hear that.
Oh, because I'm like, wait a minute, something changed. But
what
wait
was
a minute,
it?
That's the same dress. But wait a minute, what changed? And then I really analyzed it. And I was like, I got it. The light bulb.
I love that because it's hard. I intend.
Light bulb went off. I was like,
good.
I see where she's going with this.
Good. I intend to have realistic examples, but they don't always have the wow factor. And I struggle with that sometimes because like when if someone's taking a before picture, they're like, all right, what do you want me to put in, my pajamas or my ugliest ripped? And I'm like, no. It doesn't.
Just
I want
be
this to
you
be real.
Now.
Yes.
Be you now. And
yes.
Then now let's be you after. After you trust in Trisha.
I love it. Yes.
I love that. Now, is there anything else you want to reveal or share? I don't know how much time we have left. We have about 2 minutes. So you have 1 minute.
I have 1 minute. Okay. I think I will reveal that I'm actually currently working on a book that I'm excited about.
Good.
And yes, that's my next project.
And who inspires you too?
My inspiration, I think, and within this industry, Tyra Banks.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that.
Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what prompted me to start my business as it is and when I did, just because she broke so many molds as a model and with body type and being curvy, and she didn't make herself unhealthy. She was, you know, sometimes for runway shows, another model was chosen instead of her.
Yeah.
And she still didn't change herself. They said lose 10 pounds, and she said, no, I'm curvy. This is how I am. She's amazing. She's an amazing entrepreneur and she's done so many things. But around, it was like 2006, 2007, I think, she started a So What campaign, which basically, this is my body, so what?
Yeah.
And it was an answer to magazines that had put up some unflattering pictures and just saying how she gained weight. And that was her answer. And it was just for women to really embrace themselves and who they are. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's where I fit in, because I want to dress you for the you that you are, not the you that you think you're supposed to look like or be.
Exactly.
Because of something we see on a runway or on TV.
Oh my gosh. Well, we are out of time.
No.
So I know. So your book, we're just going to stay tuned because you can't give too much away.
Nope.
I'm so happy that you came on the show today.
I'm so honored that you had me. Thank you so much.
And I think we're going to maybe work together. I don't know.
Oh, we are. I'm going to zip the back of your dresses for every appearance going forward.
Oh
trust
my
me.
God. What a riot. Well, we are out of time. I want to thank Trisha for being here today. I'm very grateful to promote her and all powerful women on the show. I want to thank you for listening to all of these powerful women. You can contact me at powerfulwomenreveal.com. And I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.